Hi guys, it's Violet Cloud again, hitting you up with another episode of Violet Cloud's Guide to Transgression. Hey, so, I'm here again. This is the second episode, and it will also have to do with bisexuality. And actually, the following episode will also be about bisexuality. This one is more of a follow-up to episode one, where I kind of expand and clarify some of the things that I said in the previous episode. One of the things that I thought was really funny when I was listening to it over again was my use of the word untrue, which is only funny to me because I said it a lot, and I don't realize I say that a lot, and I don't think I do, actually. But the point is that I didn't use the word false. And I think I kind of did that on purpose. The word untrue really means like deviating from the usual or deviating from the majority or the standard way of whatever. Or like, you know, just contrary in some way to the true facts of whatever situation it is. So again, take everything that I say with a grain of salt, you know, whatever, but I just kind of wanted to highlight that as a word that I'm consciously using, and yes, it is a word. One of the things that I mentioned in the video, in the audio recording was that there was a myth that, you know, bisexuals like both males and females equally. And I said that that was, quote, untrue, and that it's not, well, I think I said that it wasn't always true, and I want to clarify that, yes, some people do like both equally, at all times, or rather, on, like, a, usual basis. Again, if we can point to like this Kinsey scale, there are some people that are like a solid 5 or a solid 4 or a solid 3 or a solid 2 or whatever most of the time, and they kind of feel the same way, you know, day in, day out. But I spoke more of fluctuation, and I said something about like, you know, Monday and Tuesday might be different as far as what types of people and what types of genders and bodies you're attracted to. For me, that's what's true, which is why I said that. But I thought about it again, and maybe that's not how it is for everyone. On the other hand, I think sometimes one gender you might like more than others, but some people, again, some people don't fluctuate, I can imagine. So that's something else I wanted to get clarified. Third thing I wanted to get clarified was that there was this quote myth that I was struggling with calling it a myth, I don't know why, but that bisexual people don't care about bodies. I meant to say that we do have preferences, and we can prefer this or that or discriminate against this or that, but I didn't mean to say that we care about bodies and blah 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 and whatnot. I just meant to say that we do have our preferences, and we do discriminate towards this and that and the other, as far as perhaps body type or color of the hair or this and that and the other. Like, we all have our little things, you know. I'm usually not attracted to like really butch type of guys. Just, I don't know why, I just am not, you know, like a big muscle guy. I'm like, okay, ew. Or maybe not ew, but like, not for me, not for me. And that's one of the things I discriminate against, so. We don't. Well, my point in saying all that was that we don't discriminate against someone. I mean, as far as like for romantic relationships or even sexual relationships, we don't discriminate against people just because one is of one sex or because one is of, you know, a certain sex body type or whatever. That's just not one of them, necessarily. So, yeah. Okay. The fourth one was that, in my whole, kind of rant on, or mini rant on, heterosexual privilege, I read around, 15 or 16 minutes or something like that, maybe a little bit later, there were two instances where I said, straight people, blah blah blah, or whatever. I meant gay people. I meant that homosexuals are wary of bisexuals for the reasons that I mentioned. So I hope that was clear. I think it was. It should have been pretty obvious, but we'll see. Something else that that oh, it annoyed me when I really said this. Actually, I said that there wasn't this serious, like, rallying cry from bisexuals to be visible, and I'm gonna kind of sort of take that back. There is a serious rallying cry from bisexuals to be visible, but it's not so huge a movement as with homosexuals or as with the GL T community in general. These are people you see out and about at all times, I mean not at all times, but they're always on the forefront. But bisexuals are not. Now, is that because of the community itself, or is that because of you know, outside influence? Perhaps I'm not the person to say, but there it is. Like, we're not always, you know, like fighting to be in the forefront. Okay. Yeah. Oh, and the other. Okay. This is. It's discussion time here. The whole coming out thing. I did not explain all my views on that. I didn't want to. I was kind of like saving it for later, but my whole issue with the whole coming out, I don't know, ideology or whatever, the GLBT community kind of gives a guilt trip to people who don't come out in all areas of their life, or and they feel like it's part of the movement and you're setting us back and blah blah blah, and you're keeping it a secret and all this sort of stuff. No, and it's just now that I'm realizing that that's all kind of, in many ways, bullshit. Now, I understand where it's coming from. It's coming from the idea that if we're all as out there as the heterosexuals are, and if we're all as like, hey, I'm blank. As the heterosexuals are, then there wouldn't be such a wall between it. There wouldn't be such discrimination because everyone would know someone who's gay or bi or whatever, or lesbian or whatever. I think that just serves to reinforce the closet, the quote-unquote closet. And how does it reinforce the closet? Well, it forces disclosure of like a private sphere of your life. It's forcing you to push something that's private out into the public sphere where it doesn't necessarily need to be, and it doesn't always need to be. And in many, like, it's just, in most cases, it's unnecessary. Or it's just out of place. And to do that just to put it out into the open for the sake of, like, visibility and all that stuff, I mean, we're not soldiers in a cause. Like, on one hand, we are, and it's great to envision a certain type of future for people of different different sexualities and everything, but, you know, I'm not a conduit for that cause. I mean, I am, in the sense that I want that kind of a future, of course, but does that mean that I should tell certain people that I know, don't understand, won't understand, and won't give me hell for it? No. Yeah, and also, I mean, isn't the point, of coming out, quote, or isn't the point of anything, really, to get rid of the closet entirely? I mean, if everyone came out of the closet, that's, you know, it's reinforcing the fact that there is a closet there. And I mean that to say, it's making it an open secret. It's making it, I don't know. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out alternatives to this. I mean, you know, like, okay, why disclose something that you are? That's my thinking. If it's something that you are, it's something that you live, then you don't need to disclose it because it's there. And if people choose to see it or not, that's up to them. On the other hand, if I am living openly, I also want to live safely. And that means that there are certain people in my life that it's just inappropriate to bring it up, or I, for whatever reason, would prefer that they don't know, because it has nothing to do with my relationship with that person. And if I do make it an issue in that relationship, then the relationship will change in a negative way, and I don't want it to go there, and it doesn't have to go there. Also, I mean, you know, and this is majorly probably because that I'm not involved, because I'm not involved with anyone right now. If there was someone that was very important in my life, I'd, I mean, of course, you know, I'd like for people to know, I guess, for people who that is important for, you know, like, I mean, if I was marrying a woman or something, obviously I'd want my father there, and obviously, he should know, regardless of if he wanted to go or not, but, or if, even if it wasn't a marriage situation or whatever, because I'm not the marrying type, I'm not, God, that's a whole other post, marriage me, no, but, if I got into a serious, romantic involvement with someone, I don't know, I haven't really thought that far ahead, but, if that were the case, then I would go forth and, bring it up to people who I was very close with, or who I'm very close with. For instance, my father and stuff like that. I'm also close with my aunt, but that's something that I would never bring up to her, unless it was brought up, like, by some thing outside of myself. But I would still keep it very simple and not go into it and, like, kind of fight this cause that is, you know, falling upon dead ears. It's like, whatever. I mean, if she would, you know, she would learn of a relationship that I was involved with, like with a woman, she would probably approach me and be like, "Oh, this is wrong for you," and blah blah blah, and like throw a Bible at me or whatever, what have you. And I would tell her simply, first of all, I'm not Christian. Second of all, this is the person that I'm with, and I won't bring her in your presence. I will not bring her in your home. And I'm going to respect how you feel about it, and I hope that you would respect how I feel about it, and we'll just not talk about it because I know that that's something that makes you uncomfortable. Period. End of story. On to the next topic. That's it. And I would never mention it again. Now, a lot of people in the GLBT community would say, "Oh, that's wrong. You should work on making her this and that and the other." That's not respecting her. I mean, that's her faith, that's her religious beliefs, and that's, I mean, outside of that even, that's just her own prejudices. Religious or not, that's, it has nothing to do with religion in my, well, it has everything to do with religion, but, you can remove religion from that, and there are still very homophobic people, that have no other reason other than the fact that it somehow repulses them. But I don't know, that's just her, and I can't change her. I can live my life, in a very healthy and good way, and hope that she can observe that, and maybe, if not change her opinion, then at least, be respectful towards me, and, well, the most I can hope for is that she'd be respectful to that person that I'm with. If not, then, you know, what can I say? She's someone who's very close to me, and I love her very much. And I mean, you know, it's not like I'm gonna cut off relations with her because she doesn't like this one aspect of my life or whatever. I mean, that's the goal. She's family, so yeah. Yeah, so again, I advocate living openly but safely. And yeah, like I was saying, like you can't change people by telling them X, Y, and Z or whatever. That doesn't, no, that doesn't work. Because if you can rationally, like, have them arrive at a rational opinion about something, then they would have probably already done it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about rationality, it's about emotions and opinions and stuff like that. And you just can't change people by talking about them or by, like, shoving things in their face. That's probably, gonna produce the opposite reaction. I mean, think of Jehovah's Witnesses. They come at your door, they shove their watchtower in your face. Does that make you want to join them? Hell no, that makes you want to run in the opposite direction as fast as possible. Same thing. On the other hand, you can not talk about stuff. You know what I mean? And that's what I mean by living openly but safely. I'm not saying to lie to people. I'm saying that certain people just, you don't want to bring that stuff up with them. You know what I mean? For example, my father, I don't bring up issues of my personal sexuality or relationship status or whatever it is. Unless if it's things that I think he can hear and not lead into some crazy discussion. Now, the thing is, we talk, him and I have talked extensively on sexuality as, like, as, you know, like the capital S sexuality, not, you know, on a personal level, like, you know, I would go out with X, Y, and Z there. No, that's not where I go with that. I tell him, that, you know, I feel like this, that, and the other are not wrong, you know, blah, blah, blah. I tell them all that stuff, but I don't say, like, when I was with X, Y, and Z, yeah, blah, 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 I felt this and that. No. I would love to be able to, but I don't think that I would until I got into, like, a very serious relationship with someone, and then it would come up, you know? So yeah, it's not a lie, but, and it, he, I steer conversations in a way that he doesn't ask me, because I do not want to be forced to lie. I don't want to lie to my father. And I wouldn't. Although I'm saying that now without having the stress of him being like, "What are you?" right in front of me, but yeah. Okay, anyway, I think I've addressed all the things that I needed to expand on or clarify or talk more about from my first episode. And I hope I've added something to the conversation I started. And yeah, all right, so I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.